and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, everyone. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. We like to wake up your imagination and help everybody to celebrate creating and stories. I'm going to pop in a song by Kat Perkins. You may recognize her name. She is a Minnesota artist who was on The Voice, and coming soon, she will be in Faribault at the Paradise Center for the Arts for a big New Year's Eve show, and this is a song that I connected to and thought, what a great way to think about this New Year time. This is Fearless from Kat Perkins on Art Zany Radio. It's supposed to be Fearless. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Let's try this one more time. Make sure everything's plugged in. Got it on. Volume up. And it's playing, but not coming through. So I'm going to check the connections again. And this happened to me. If you listen to Art Zany Radio, you know that this happened to me the last week. So we switched up and moved the cord to the different cord so that I thought it would be perfect today. And I am trying to think of the different options that I can try. Well, it is not coming through. Let's go ahead, pause that, and see if I take that out. It plays. Yes. So it is something to do with this cord and getting it connected to the board. Well, I think we're going to have to see if we can. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. It's something with my phone is not talking to the board, and we are going to have to figure that out at another time. So this song is an incredible song, Kat Perkins, Fearless. I really wanted to bring it to you today because, like I mentioned, she's coming to the Paradise Center for the Arts, and it is something just about embracing that idea of fearlessness, and it is something that really you know, if you think about it, it's for me, it's what I felt like maybe what it feels like when you're a kid and you don't think about sometimes all the ways that if you just go and try something, oh, I want to try a sword dancing class. I want to try a clay class. I want to go ahead and join the baseball team, even though I've never played baseball before. Kids are so fearless, and they can teach us so much about life if they, in fact, are the model that you look at, because they dive in with enthusiasm and spirit and joy. And I love that about being a kid. And so I'm mad about that song. Look it up. It's Kat Perkins, Fearless. It's from her CD, Fearless. And I think if I can embrace a little bit of that, it is going to be something that will be something that I want to be able to do, because I think it helps us to see what's more possible and maybe able to do a little bit more in your life. So thank you, Kat Perkins, for that song. And, you know, I am as excited about the end of the year because I am about the start of school. Those are the two seasons I think that I most love in the calendar year. And maybe it's that I work in quarters, and every time a new quarter begins, I have a new opportunity to have a new possibility and maybe move a little closer to that life that I imagined. And maybe I'll figure out that's what I'm always working on, figuring out how to manage so much of this wonderfulness that's in life. And there's so many opportunities that I love, so many shows and artists and inspirations to discover, so many fabulous and generous and kind people, so many experiences and ventures for the taking. And that's what it is. It's that opening of a new optimism for the next start to be one that builds on the last and moves us into the greatness that I know is out there, and it's also in me and it's in you. So my wish for you this year is that you embrace that fearlessness inside of you and that you take the possibility that's out there for the taking with this one chance you have to begin again this time until the next quarter, and then you can try to begin again. So today in the Art Zany Radio Studio, this one I think is going to work. I'm going to welcome Kristen Twitchell. I'm going to turn on the mic. Kristen, welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. I want to thank you so much for being here because I know you're up north, and I'm thinking, are you in the snow line or the rain line?
We were definitely in the snow line. We got, I think, close to 8 to 10 inches. We're up in Cross Lake, north of Brainerd.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful scene it must be.
Yes, and my kids got the first, because, you know, we lived in North Carolina for several years, and there aren't a lot of lakes in southern Minnesota where we moved back to. So I think this was their first experience out on the frozen lakes.
That's magical, and that's such an extraordinary thing. I'm so glad you got that experience for Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here today. And we have so much coming up at the Paradise Center for the Arts. We wanted to be sure and give people a heads up. I know people are still thinking about the end of the year, but it's, you know, time to get your tickets, time to register for classes. That's at the Paradise Center for the Arts. The website is paradisecenterforthearts.org, and they are located at 321 Central Avenue in historic downtown Faribault. And it's a beautiful building. You cannot miss the marquee out front. And I loved when I saw your photo of, I think that was you up on the ladder putting a sold out sign for one of your concerts that you had in December.
Yes, I always joke that, you know, one of the other duties as assigned apparently when I went on staff at the Paradise was changing the marquee. So I have a love-hate relationship with it. When I get to climb the ladder and put something fun like sold out, it's fabulous. But on a, you know, when it's 10 below in January, it's not such a great experience. But it is fun, and Kat Perkins is almost sold out. We still have tickets for your listeners, but it is getting close to sold out, so they should not wait till Sunday. They want to go to that show.
Right, and that is going to be at the Paradise Center for the Arts. This is her New Year's celebration. That show, is that at 5, is that correct?
It's 5 o'clock, because it's really designed, you know, for family. Now, it's a rock and roll show, but I took my 6-year-old daughter last year. I'm taking her again this year, and she loved it. And Kat is really gracious and humble and does photo ops with people afterwards. And she's just, you know, you mentioned fearless. She's just an amazing vocalist, but also a really amazing person. She does a lot of work in schools, particularly for young women, around kind of image and following your dreams and your goals, and has a foundation. So it's really fun to work with her because, you know, even though she was a finalist on NBC's The Voice, she came back to Minnesota and she's doing her music thing here and is, as I said, just a lot of fun to work with.
That's incredible. And you're right about the vocals, because she has a voice that just pulls you in, and, you know, the range of styles of things she can do. And, it was several years ago she was on, the Voice. But she has really worked hard, I think. And this is not her first, she's been to the Paradise before. Is that correct?
Yes, she actually did a big Christmas production last year for us. She actually brought her Chan Hassan to the Paradise. So this year, the rock and roll show we're doing, it's more New Year's, so it's a little scaled back version of that. But she had, you know, more like a full-on Chan Hassan-style Christmas show. But still, I mean, she does a great show. She'll still have a band with her. A lot of fun, and we'll have some of her holiday songs as well, because, you know, we're in that, I think I saw a quote someplace, we're in the in-between when nobody knows what day it is or what time it is. between Christmas and New Year.
That's true. So. That's so true. I had to ask myself that. It was a little weird when my alarm went off, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's Friday.
Especially, I think, when the holidays fall kind of midweek, whatever holiday people celebrate, it does kind of throw you off. So, but it'll be fun to have her. This is actually our first time in many years doing something during that winter break period. Usually we're done with our shows before Christmas, but we thought, let's try this. We had her on a Sunday afternoon last year. It went great. And as I said, it's almost sold out. So I know we have maybe about 20 tickets left. So when I say, if people want to go to the show, don't wait and walk up, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get to climb that ladder and put sold out again.
Well, now tell me how people, if they're thinking right now, they're listening, oh gosh, I love Kat Perkins and I want to go. How can they get tickets? Because the box office is open limited hours during this holiday break.
Yeah, and actually we changed our schedule a little bit because of this show. So the box office is open today from noon to 5 and tomorrow from noon to 5. But they can always buy tickets online at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. So you don't have to wait for the box office to open. You can go to our website and buy tickets online. Otherwise, you can also call in to purchase tickets from that noon to 5 today and tomorrow. And on the, you know, chance that there are still tickets available Sunday before the show, we do open 1 hour before the show. So we'll open at 4 o'clock, but you can always buy tickets really for any of our shows online.
Well, that's a good idea for people to do. Okay, I found a button that was pushed that I think might have caused the song to not go. So should we try it and see if it happens?
Let's do it.
See if we can bring Kat Perkins to life here with Fearless. I'm going to hit the button and see what happens. I've got my fingers crossed. Oh, and it's playing on the iPhone, but not over the board. I hit the Q button, which was the mute, and I thought, that's it. That's the answer to our problems. And it's not. I don't think it has to do with volume on my phone. You know, folks, as we get more advanced and all this, these wonderful things happen, you'd think, oh, wow, life gets so much easier. But it doesn't get so much easier.
Yeah, you're not just popping in the CD or putting the going old school with the vinyl, right?
I know. I that's what I do. We had a CD player here at KYMN, and then it went away for a little bit, but I think it came back because so many people said, no, that's the easiest way to play music. So I hope that she has some CDs for people available. I don't even know if at shows they do a lot of CDs anymore.
You know, I think a lot of performers still do. They're, you know, with everything out there, with all the music online options, I think some folks still like to be able to pop a CD in their vehicle, if their vehicle still has a CD player,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, listen at home. I think that there's still something nice, and I've been really amazed with vinyl has really made a resurgence, particularly among young adults. I mean, you know, I think there's something about owning that piece of music that you can hold that's a little different than, you know, just grabbing it online. I mean, certainly I love the convenience. I can put a song in I want to hear and it comes up. But I also know there is something nice about having your own music collection.
Yeah, exactly. I know that that's something we're hoping to do. When we moved, I did not get rid of the records albums because I kind of want my kids to understand what that is, and it'd be kind of fun to go back and do some Billy Joel and Michael Jackson and some of those things.
You're mentioning those, that's right there in my, you know, age group. We're actually bringing a couple of shows from the Tin House, and it's just that you can have the big city show at the Paradise, but small town ticket prices. So there's and one of them is not till May, but all those songs you mentioned make me think about the show, because we're doing a show called Prom. Oh, it's Almost Paradise, Prom 1984.
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, so it's all those music. It's all, you know, all those Huey Lewis on the News, Billy Joel, old Prince, you know, Van Halen, just, you know, imagine those dances from circa, you know, 1980s. And we're going to go and kind of do it all out, have like a silly grand march and the balloon arches and, you know, the option for people to maybe have some kind of fun king and queen contest. But really what's great behind it is the music is phenomenal, because these are a lot of the Tan House and performers have put this show together. So you're getting really great vocalist, but this fun night of, you know, good old 80s music. So
that makes me really excited. That's like for us grown-ups, so we can have the same prom experience. So that's what I love about the Paradise, and I love the way that you know, you have brought some really great acts and some original things, and you know, we've had a lot of great success with some of these concerts, and the Cat Perkins is just one example, and like we mentioned, that is on December 30th, so that's a little New Year's celebration happening at 5 p.m., but there are just a few tickets left. You'll want to go and get that ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org, and while you're there, you can, on the website, browse around at some of the other things that are happening, and tell me, another one that really got me excited is this acoustic gallery with the award-winning blues singer Annie Mack. That's on January 11th, which is not that far away, and that one is at 7 p.m.,
Yeah, so we received a Minnesota State Arts Board touring grant too. I had this idea pretty quick from when I started that we have obviously the wonderful auditorium, but we also have a beautifully restored lobby and the gallery space that you walk into as you come into the Paradise. And like, what can we do to kind of connect the various artistic things we do here and kind of combine them? So I had this idea for acoustic gallery and wrote a grant, and we got it. And so Annie Mack was one of the original artists who said yes. And that was actually before, I mean, she had won some awards. We actually had her several years ago at the Blue Collar Barbecue Music and Arts Festival for our outdoor stage. And so we've known Annie, but she was just named in 2018. My First Avenue is one of, you know, the best new bands, Minnesota bands in 2018. She's won some National Blues Awards, and she's a blues, soul, gospel. I don't want to just stick her in one category. She's playing the Dakota, and then the weekend after she's at the Paradise, she's playing the Currents' birthday party at First Ave. So it's a really great thing, and she's only $5. I mean, to come see
her
at
kidding?
The Paradise. Are you kidding? Yeah, because of the grant, it was able to help, you know, supplement the cost of the program and bringing these great artists affordable, because we're really trying to, certainly not only for young people, it's for anybody, but trying to figure out what we can do to connect more people across our different genres. And so you're going to experience the music. Well, the, you know, Jamie Lang, who's going to be the artist in one of our galleries, and the artists are invited to stay for the show. So we have a gallery opening from 5 to 7. That's free and open to the public, and then Annie will start performing with her band at 7 in the lobby gallery space. And if you want to stick around for the music, then you just pay $5 and enjoy just her fabulous vocals. So that's a really fun way for us to kick off the year, and we're going to have a few other artists throughout the spring as part of that program, and then we're actually ending it on May 30th, our last Texas State Gallery is May 30th, and Mick Sterling, who just sold out, that's the one I was in to sold out for his Grand Ole Opry show. He does a lot of music. He's a really well-known, you know, frontman in the Twin Cities, and what he does is pull together, I think we had him call into your show last time.
Yes, we did.
Had Mick on. Yeah, he pulled over on the side of the road.
Yes, he did.
What he does is pull really talented musicians together who are in different bands to do these compilations. So on May 30th, we're doing a show called An Evening Inspired by Dylan. So it's music, art, and poetry. So it'll be primarily the spiritual songs of Bob Dylan, but a new collection of poems just came out called Visiting Bob.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
So
that's intriguing.
They're poems inspired by Bob Dylan or Bob Dylan's music. And then we're going to have a pop-up gallery with, you know, some art that's, we'll have our regular galleries, but also some pop-up art for art that's been inspired by Bob Dylan, whether it's actual portraits or just, you know, things connected to his music. And, you know, with that Nobel Prize for Literature, he's such a prolific lyricist. And I think it's a great kind of fun way to just take this program out with a bang.
Yeah, remind us again the time frame of when that show is happening.
That one will be May 30th. So it'll have kind of music and art, and I didn't mention this, every single acoustic gallery also has free appetizers. So we're kind of just making it more of a coffee house. So we have bar tables set up and kind of little seating nooks, but it's in our gallery space. So for the one on May 30th, we'll have that feel in the lobby area starting at from 5 to 7. That'll be kind of a free open house. And then the show will be at 7, and that will be a ticketed event because Mick puts, I mean, this will be a bigger piece van. The poets will be reading kind of infused with the music.
And you have sold out a number of his shows in the past. So
we have, and sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I was just excited that this is happening, and so I'm just trying to give people a heads up that, again, this is another show that getting tickets is going to be something that you really want to think about in advance. And those are they up yet on the website or not quite?
They're not. That's always the fun part with the end of the year is we are also in the middle of a website update and ticketing program. You can still, we have all of our tickets online up through February, all of our shows through February. So any of those shows are on sale now. And Annie Mac show that we were talking about, that's a ticket at the door. You don't even buy advance tickets to that. But and all the other shows that I'll be talking about through February are up, and then we hope to get the other ones up soon. We're just in a weird website update transition. So but you can also check out our Facebook page, and we should have that stuff coming out, along with our season guide comes out next week.
Ah.
And those are free for the public, so you can get our entire year in a book. And we actually do it in a magnet form, too, so you can get a magnet of the entire year and just stick it on your fridge.
Fabulous. I don't know if you heard, but there was a little bit of music because I think I switched a chord, and it actually might come through. So we're going to...
Oh, good.
Double fingers crossed. Annie Mac pulled up. This is Tell It Like It Is from Tell It Like It Is. And folks, if you don't know about Annie Mac, I just discovered because I've been exploring her music since I learned that she was coming to the Paradise. She is a phenomenal artist. So I'm going to hit the button. There she is. Let's listen on Arts Annie Radio.
But it's all mine. Been where I was at. I used to wander around Dope City, grazing on my mind. Now I got me a job down at the Five and Dime, and I made my way. I got to tell it like it is. Wake up in the morning time, feeling all kinds of blue, remembering how we used to get high, and the things we used to do. I went over to your mama's house to see if you was around. She says the devil ain't falling, got that boy. Hey, my-
the pain of all of the love you're still dreaming of. If you drive out the darkness, bring in the light, keep love alive. You can just keep it to yourself.
Is Annie Mack on Art Zany Radio. This, what a thrill it is. I'm so pleased I figured out how to make the board work for that particular song because, I mean, she has, there's something about her voice that really, it makes you feel like she's this experienced, you know, vocalist who's been doing things for all this time. And you can see her at the Paradise Center for the Arts for this acoustic, night for the incredibly low ticket price, $5. That is January 11th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. And that's for their, part of their acoustic gallery series. Good hit. Good job, Kristen.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, one of the really fun parts of my job, and I have a great music committee that, you know, makes recommendations. Other folks have made recommendations. So we've got some favorites returning. We've got, you know, folks like Annie Mack that are original artists. Another one who's nationally just got a second Grammy nomination that we're really excited to bring in is Raul Maiden.
Yeah,
so you should, if you like Annie Mack, you should.
A new name.
M-I-D-O-N. Raul Maiden. And I think the New York Times called him, you know, a one-man orchestra because he plays multiple instruments at once, killer vocals. He's done collaborations with Stevie Wonder, Bill Withers. He's sung with Queen Latifah, Snoop Dogg. Just fantastic to have him in Faribault. Like, we're not his normal venue.
Wow, nice score again.
I hope your listeners and Minnesotans know how important their legacy dollars and their vote and how much it matters because, again, it's through a Minnesota State Arts Board grant that we're able to bring Raul in. And he is himself blind. And so he's going to be doing the performance for us Monday night, but then we're bringing him in to do some residencies at the Minnesota Academy for the Blind.
Exciting. So he'll be sharing his talents.
And then for your listeners, when I originally scheduled this, I have kids myself, but apparently, you know, didn't pay a lot of attention to the school calendar because usually it seems like the kids have, they have Martin Luther King Jr. that Monday off and then they have school on President's Day. Well, this year they have both off.
Oh, that's right.
So
yes.
I had planned that he would do residencies at at least one or two other schools on that Monday and then do a show at the Paradise Monday evening and then be at the Academy on Tuesday. Well, everybody's out of school, so we're going to do a residency in the afternoon for high school students.
Oh.
And it's just $10, so they can come. There'll be limited spots available, but they can come and do a music residency because he's a singer-songwriter, so part of the reason why he's done all these collaborations is he writes a lot of original music that he performs himself. Obviously, he's got just his newest album just got nominated for a Grammy, but he's also done this song, you know, this music that has been picked up by other artists. So he's going to do a residency at the Paradise for any students that want to participate, you know, based on space and availability. And then that night, the concert tickets for students are just $10.
That's a phenomenal deal.
We really want young people to be able to come out. And if you've got any of your Carleton or St. Olaf or other college listeners, we consider students to be anyone with a valid student ID, because whether you're an adult learner or a college student or a high school student, oftentimes our college students are the ones with the least amount of available extra income. So we want to open that up to any students. Obviously, anybody can buy tickets. Those are on sale now. But I think I'm doing this off the top of my head up north. I think his tickets are, it's either 18 and 23 or 20 and 25. I apologize for adult members and non-members. But to put it in perspective, he's playing in Des Moines, Iowa, at one of their big venues. Like two nights before he comes to the Paradise, and the tickets are $60 each.
Woo!
And he's almost sold out there. So I think for people, you know, I think he's really well known maybe in more urban settings, but if you love music, you need to come out and hear him. And he's someone I would tell you to look up and listen to, because just a phenomenal musician and a really, you know, easy person to work with. So we're super excited. And that's on February 18th, that Monday night. It'll be a Monday night concert.
Oh, that's something to mark your calendars with, and that's Raul Midon, M-I-D-O-N.
With the accent on the O.
Midon. Maybe Midon?
Yes. Maybe, yeah. I'm going to have to find out the correct pronunciation before I introduce him, I guess.
Yes, that is. And, you know, I was able to just pull up a song, but, you know, live on the air, the download speeds here are, I haven't hooked up to the fast Wi-Fi, so maybe in a minute we can maybe do an experiment and see what we get if we pull something up. So that's, I have to say, folks, if you listen to Art Zany Radio, you know, radio, it live, it's a show. My son last night was teasing me because I was, you know, just writing up some notes, and he's like, aha, I caught you. It's all scripted. And I was like, no, this is not a scripted show. This is, I just, you know, play with my ideas, but I got to be ready to roll with whatever might come my way. And, that is exactly what we do. And Kristen, you have been my favorite guest from the year who has been able to roll with some incredible things that have happened. And so kudos to you. You've been extraordinary and one of the great, great hosts that we've had on the air to help us introduce new artists, new music, and to make things happen. So, big thank you from Art Zany Radio to you.
Well, we appreciate the support, and really the Paradise, I mean, as we've talked before, Northfield has fabulous arts opportunities, but I think, you know, the Paradise does have maybe a more robust, because of our size and our venue, that music capability. So we always, you know, I think it's the more art we can get, share and spread, the better everybody's lives are. So we're so excited to be able to, you know, let folks and, you know, who listen to Art Zany know what's happening and, you know, and support arts, whether it's, you know, the Guild or come on down to Faribault, just to get out and support these artists, because it's such a huge and important part of our community.
All right. So I pulled up the first song by Raul Midon that showed up. It's called State of Mind, and we are going to see if this is something we can listen to and see. I don't know. We'll experience it together. This is actually from a few years ago. This is 2005, but maybe it's a little sampling of him. So we'll listen on Art Zany Radio.
Worrying about the future don't change the past. Used to think tomorrow would be better, but now I know that I'm doing the best I can. I'm just a man trying to find the reason for where I stand. Took some time to realize that I am what I am. And I wanna be rich, I wanna be happy, and live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fantasy, ride the winds and climb, 'cause it's all a state of mind. It's all a state of mind. La, la, la. Yeah. It's all a state of mind. Wake up in the morning and I turn the pages. Don't understand what's going down. Everybody's acting so outrageous. It's gonna take a lot of love to turn things around. I'm just a man
trying to find the reasons why I stand. Took some time to realize that I am what I am. And I want to be rich, I want to be happy, yeah. And live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I want to be rich, more than a fantasy. Ride the winds and climb, 'cause it's all a state of mind. About going to heaven, grab a little bit of heaven right here on earth. Troubled times lead to healing times. I was sad, now I'm feeling fine. It's a taking and a giving that makes this life worth living. Make this life worth living. I wanna be rich, I wanna be happy, and live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fancy. Ride the wind, 'cause it's all a state of mind. Oh, oh, oh. Live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fantasy. Ride the winds and climb, ride the winds and fly, 'cause it's all a state of mind.
All right, folks, that was Paul Midon. We're working on the pronunciation. He is coming to the Paradise Center for the Arts. That is upcoming in February. That's the first time I've ever done that, done something that I hadn't previewed ahead of time, but that turned out a pretty cool song. Yeah?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's primarily a guitarist, but he'll do drums at the same time. So, and he was on his 2018 album, Badass and Blind, was nominated for a Grammy, and then his newest album is up for a Grammy as well for 2019. So it's just, you know, he plays the New York Jazz Standard Club fairly often. So, I mean, this is pretty awesome. He just happened to be in the Midwest, and I was looking for some, you know, residency diversity options that we could bring to Faribault, and his name popped up, and I was like, oh, yay.
That is phenomenal. So, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. I'm Paula Granquist. I'm talking with Kristen Twitchell, who is the Paradise Center for the Arts Executive Director, and we're talking about all the great things upcoming, and we've got even more, because we just are scratching the surface. One of the things I wanted to be sure and mention, because I think what I love about places like the Paradise is that not only does it introduce you to something new, but it, you can find things that you wouldn't find elsewhere. And one of the shows that's upcoming is the comedy show, and this is happening on, let's get the date right here, January 12th. That's a Saturday. That's the new Minnesota Comedy Showcase, and that is at 7:30. And I love there's this place that where you can go and see people who are just beginning their comedy careers. I think that there's nothing braver and nothing, someone is being incredibly fearless when they are stepping on the stage to present comedy. It's an act of love, and I love that there's a place for it. Tell us about the show and what's put together in this particular performance.
Well, it's a great kind of fun story. So we have, Nate, who's actually putting this together, and is one of the, he's kind of hosting it. He's our neighborhood FedEx guy.
All right.
So he's delivering toner to us and whatever else we get pretty regularly, stopping in the Paradise. And we just got to talking. I knew he had mentioned that he did some stand up, but you never know. I mean, what people do or don't do, or who they know when they, you know, we get a lot of folks to say, hey, you know, I do this or that. And but we started talking more and more, and he was hoping to put this showcase together, but the venue had fallen through, and he gave me some names, and I looked them up, and they were people that had actually, you know, done some some real comedy. It wasn't just, hey, these are my guys hanging out, you know, in a basement someplace. So I said, you know, what the heck? If, you know, they're looking for a place to get heard, and we have this great venue, and January is a little bit slow for us, why don't we do it here? And so he and I put it together. It's six comedians plus Nate. I mean, he's the one who got the comedians. A great diverse lineup. Your listeners should know it is an adult show. I mean, there's going to be adult language and content in this show. So not one for kids.
And
or
yeah,
if you don't like something.
I was going to pull up some of the comedy, but everything was rated E. And I said, well, I think we'll skip from doing a play.
Yes. We'll see Willie Miles down the road if you want that more family-friendly comedy.
When was that? Say that again.
See Willie Miles, everybody, they call him the everyday comedian.
Oh, right.
He's March 30th. So you can save him for when you want, you know, for people who don't want the more, I'd say, yeah, bordering on PG-13 R-rated, but that's a lot of comedy club stuff. So we said sure, and it's going to be each comedian's doing about a 15-minute set. So that's why we're calling it a showcase. It's an opportunity for them to get up and do their, you know, their best 15 minutes of comedy, and it's just $10. Again, try and keep the cost low so folks can maybe come find a new up-and-coming comedian.
Right, and with six of them being there, there might be one or two that you know, really click with you, and you can say, hey, I want to go see them at the next place they're performing. And, you know, I think one of the great things about our communities is that I believe that we're always supportive audiences, you know, trying to root for everybody, and that makes it a good place to come, and, you know, I hope for the artists as well, as you know, for us to experience and learn something new, but for them to, you know, be in a place where we're going to hang in there with them, and I think doing a comedy routine is one of the scariest things I could ever imagine. So,
there's a lot of. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, I think that to have somebody who might just click with you is a phenomenal opportunity. And then, you know, to each set is only 15 minutes, so if it doesn't work for you, you're not committed.
Right. You can't go to a movie for $10.
No. That's a phenomenal thing.
But it's also fun because they are Minnesotans. You know, some are from the metro, some are from kind of greater men. And also, there's a lot of crossover in theater and comedy. So, you know, some of these folks have done theater and, you know, they're trying to figure out where their place is. So I just figure if you're up on stage trying to make a go of it, if we can help get a mic in front of you and an audience, we're going to help try and do that.
I love your vision for the Paradise. I think this is an exciting place, and you know, there's not a lot of opportunities in this part of the woods, so I want to thank your FedEx guy for persisting. That was Nate Smesrud, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So he's the guy we have to thank for this comedy showcase at the Paradise on Saturday, January 12th at 7:30. As Kristen said, tickets are only $10. Wow, what a deal, and what a great thing to do in the middle of winter. We all need more laughs to make it through.
Yeah, and then the following weekend, I mentioned those Chan Hansen shows, so we are doing Dark Side of the Moon, which is Johnny James and the Hall of Fames, and they have done several sellouts at the Chan Hansen. So it's a Pink Floyd show. The first set is the entire Dark Side of the Moon with a certain Judy Garland movie playing in the background.
Oh, no.
Copyright issues. We can't say the name of the movie. But that movie will be playing in the background. I guess there's a lot of Pink Floyd, you know, lore around that particular movie that may or may not have flying monkeys in it.
I had not heard about this combo, so this is a package
deal.
It's a
thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. So it is a thing. You can Google it and find out more about it. So the first set will be that, and then the second set will be just, you know, selections of some of Pink Floyd's, you know, best of The Wall and other, you know, other albums. So they're a really terrific group. And that will be, like I said, they've sold out several shows at the Chan Hansen. So again, really fun to have them at the Paradise. And when they did this show at the Chan Hansen, tickets were $40 if you were just doing the show, and more if you were doing the dinner. And again, they're half that cost at the Paradise. So we're really trying to keep it affordable and give people access. And then for family-friendly comedy, I mentioned C. Willie Miles is coming in March, but any of your listeners have been to the Renaissance Festival, we are bringing back the Danger Committee.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Which are some of my favorites. They are extreme jugglers. They were on America's Got Talent.
Oh, my goodness. They exciting.
They're from Minnesota. Again, you know, we've got so much great talent in Minnesota. It's fun to get to bring in the national acts, but it's also really fun to get to lift up all the great acts we have here in our state. And so they do the extreme juggling, and I'm crossing my fingers because we actually got permission from insurance at the Renaissance Festival. One of their whole acts is fire.
Oh.
So last year they were here and they didn't do fire because we weren't sure if we could do it. So this year they're actually going to be doing the fire juggling as well. As, I mean, they juggle crazy things, knives, tasers, and then they also do knife throwing. And at the same time they do improv comedy.
Oh, what a
so
show.
They're hilarious. Yes. And so they do a great, great family comedy. Of course, I sit through it just, you know, prayers running through my head that, you know, nobody's going to, they carry their own liability insurance. I'm not worried about anybody in the audience getting hurt, but they don't hurt each other. They have their own show, their own stage at the Renaissance Festival. So if people have been to the Renaissance Festival, they probably know them there, but it's really fun to get to see them in a theater like ours. And they're just a lot of fun, and they draw comedy based on kind of local things and audience comments, so it's a lot of fun and certainly family friendly.
That's an exciting, every time we turn the corner here, there's another opportunity for somebody to see something that you wouldn't see elsewhere at that price. So that's pretty incredible. And all that is hopefully either at the Paradise Center for the Arts.org or the Facebook page where you can get all the details and those tickets. Some of those are available now. Look for the others that are a little later in the year. Those will be upcoming. So really exciting. And we haven't even touched yet, Kristen, on any of the educational programs that, you know, I know that that's a really big time when people start thinking in the winter, you know, let me take the time that where the weather isn't so great and learn a new skill or practice something I haven't done before or, you know, have an experience with art. So there's a lot of great upcoming programs too in the education at Paradise.
Absolutely. We have kind of our standards, you know, the clay classes, the painting classes, some of the textile classes, but again, we're always excited when we can offer something new. So starting in January, we actually have a teacher who's coming in to do a young musicians program.
Mm.
There's some preschool age stuff, and you can reach out to our operations manager, who's also our education coordinator, and, you know, small nonprofit, and our visual arts curator, Julie Fockler at the Paradise. Her email is info@paradisecenterforthearts.org if you're interested in learning more about this new collaboration for the young musicians.
That's a really fun opportunity. And yeah, you're right. You have a beautiful clay studio and lots of visual arts and opportunities for people to become the artist and not, you know, enjoy that experience. So that's something people should think about. Many of those classes begin in January, correct?
Yes. And also we were thankful again for the support from Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council. We received a grant to continue our marquee children's theater program. So we'll have Acting Fund for Little Ones, which is for the itty bitties. So it's, you know, it's teaching theater through play and art and actual, you know, some of the theater stuff. And then they put together an onstage, you know, short performance to get the feeling of what it's like to be on stage. And that's just a really fun program to see those little ones, you know, I think it's age 4 to 7 on stage, getting that first, you know, theater experience. So that starts in January as well.
Oh, exciting. My goodness, there is so much happening at the Paradise. Is there anything else that you want to bring to our attention? We've already had a giant packed show, and since I've got the music working, I'm thinking I'm going to squeeze in a little bit of Kat Perkins before we go. But tell me, what else would you like to highlight for our
senior listeners? Yeah, it's so hard. I did an article quick just the other day for Fairmont Daily News, and she kept saying, and I kept, just couldn't stop. But a couple others, obviously, we have fantastic community theater, which many of those folks cross, you know, between the Guild and Little Theater of Owatonna. The Last Train to Nibrock is a love story that's in February, and then in the summer we're premiering A Pirate's Tale, a swashbuckling musical. Mm. I believe it's one of the second or, it hasn't been, it was done at a theater out east, and so it's kind of new coming to the Midwest. And then that'll be a lot of fun. It's a Pirate's Tale for adults. So a lot of comedy. And then in September we're doing Disney Newsies, which is just one of my favorites. And then our holiday Paradise Community Theater show is the play Peter Pan or The Boy Who Would Not Grow Up.
Oh, wow.
So just really excited about those. And then for, again, music lovers, another really big kind of win, I don't know if that's the right word, but opportunity for the Paradise is we are bringing in the fabulous Armadillos to do their Taking It to the Limit Eagles show with Collective Unconscious. And usually this is a big venue show. It's a pretty high price tag for us, but we've had lots of people say, can you get them? And I was like, you know what, sometimes you just got to go out and take a risk. And so they have sold out venues, you know, three times the size of the Paradise. So, and even bigger. They've, you know, played the Civic in Rochester and all over Minnesota Festival. So the fabulous Armadillos are coming in late September. And so get that on your calendar now because it's going to be a fantastic show.
My goodness, it doesn't stop. You guys are doing amazing things down at the Paradise, and it's so
I'm in a great line of visual artists. Yeah, I just can't, like, I can't stop. The list is so fun.
Yeah, exactly, because you've got several gallery spaces at the, you know, within the building, in addition to the theater, and like you mentioned, the lobby that you're trying to make use of with some of these other programming too. So, brilliant work, and it's something that if it's not on your regular rotation of checking the website Paradise Center for the Arts or the Facebook page, it's something you need to add to your list of regular visits so that you don't miss out on some of these great programs that are coming to the Paradise. Kristen, thank you.
If your listeners aren't members and still want to get a copy of the season guide, many of the businesses in Faribault will carry it, or you can always call the Paradise and we will send one out to you. If you, our members get it automatically in the mail, but if you've got somebody listening to it, like, oh, I want to get that whole season, give us a call at the Paradise and we can get one mailed out to you.
Fantastic. I think that's absolutely something that folks should do. And I thank you for taking time out of your getaway to share your story with us and to get people excited about this upcoming season. It's really brilliant. I just have so much enjoyed getting to know you and adding your voice to the Artzany radio show. And it's just superb. You're fantastic. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Paula, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Happy New Year.
Start your new year with art.
That's right. Have a great time. Thank you, Kristen.
You too.
Folks, that was Kristen Twitchell, the Executive Director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. I am so thrilled that she was able to join us today. That was pretty incredible that she took the time from her family time to be able to be with us. I do want to get a little bit of that Fearless on because I had promised you, and so we're going to play just a little bit of it here as we close out Artzany Radio. We'll take a listen to Kat Perkins. This is Fearless, and enjoy.
Crazy chances would you take? It's all right here in front of you, all right here in front of you. There's no love without heartbreak. Holding out for someday, but someday's always late. Counting you don't have to wait. If you live fearless. If you love fearless. life out loud, not in the silence of your doubt. I know. What would you do if you weren't afraid?
That is Kat Perkins on Arts Annie Rita. That was just a sample of Fearless. She is at the Paradise Center for the Arts Kat Perkins New Year's Celebration, December 30th at 5. Tickets at Paradise Center for the Arts. And that will probably sell out, so you're going to want to grab those real quickly. Folks, this is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. Thank you for being a part of this show and for the arts community here in Northfield and surrounding areas. It is an extraordinary honor to be able to bring these stories to you. I hope that you don't forget to add some Art Zany to your life. And as always, in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.